Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black. I am back bringing the Good News Show to you. And this morning's show is going to be very interesting. We have a lot of exciting news. We have a great guest. Our guest is Mary Halima Fleming. She is a life purpose and analyst, a coach, and a Sufi spiritual healer. Her life's mission is to teach, heal, and inspire those who are ready to live their lives on purpose. So stay tuned, and we'll have her on in just a few moments. And I'm going to also bring my co-host in, Sherry, so that we can have her on with us during the interview. Today is a very special day. This is the two-year anniversary for the Good News Show. We started the show February 2 years ago. Now we're entering our third year, and we're having a lot of fun doing it. Our listenership is increasing, and we contribute that to you and your help by sharing the word, spreading emails, and letting people know that we are here and online and live from Miami Beach, Florida, the Magic City. So I just enjoy having you for our listenership. Thank you very much. And now I want to bring in my co-host, Sherry. Sherry, are you with us?
I am. Good morning, Patty. Good morning, everybody. What a great day here in Miami, where at any moment it could rain on one side of the street and be sunny on the other side of the street. what a great, great day it is. And I'm really looking forward to our interview this morning with Mary, because I am so into, you know, finding your purpose and finding your joy. And we talk a lot about that on our show. And so it's really going to be good. We're going to be doing a couple shows that I wanted to tell you about. And it's going to be Prosperity and Motivation. And that will be coming up in March. And we have Health, Exercise, Food, and that will be also coming up in March. And Spirituality and Fashion and Makeup. And we're going to do continuous talks on that for the next couple of months. And it'll be something different each week. So we're really looking forward to doing that. And I do want to tell you that we are in the process of putting together our Living Large Series workshop, and that will be taking place in a couple of months. We'll keep you posted on that. It's Living Your Life Large and Finding Your Joy. And we're real excited about putting that together. It's in the works now. Put to me, brought to me, and in meditation, it was like something that we had to do. And so, as you know, when you believe something, God puts it in front of you and you do it. So that's it. And as soon as we have Mary on, we're going to bring her onto the show.
Okay. Thank you, Sherry. We're excited about the Living Large Series workshop. It's going to be a very, very, very good workshop. I've seen some of the pieces of information that are being put together as we speak. So listeners, stay tuned for that. That will be in April. We're also going to have a giveaway in April, because a play is coming to the Hard Rock Cafe. We're going to have tickets to give away. And I'm going to tell you a feel-good story now. And this is going to be part of the question to get tickets to the show. So this morning, this is the story. This morning, I go to the boardwalk to have my morning walk, and I go out there. It's drizzling, and I'm singing, and I'm starting my walk feeling motivated. And I look into the ocean, and across the sand is a beautiful sand castle. This sand castle is about 8 feet wide, very detailed. So I thought, oh, I need to go see that. It was so beautiful. And as I'm walking up to it, I see some writing on it. So I thought, maybe there's a prayer written on it or just something really special. So as I'm getting closer, I see somebody's name. Yohundis is the name. And as I get closer, underneath that, it says, "Will you marry me?" And it was just the most precious thing, the most touching thing to see, to show how this person is so in love and making it so special to propose this way. So I have the picture. You can email me and I'll send you the picture, because it's something you have to see. So listeners, the question is going to say what was the writing on the castle? And if you remember this from today and you have the answer, we'll give you free tickets to the show called Girls. So thank you for being with us. I think we have our guest here. Let's see if we can bring Mary Halima Fleming in. good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mary. Welcome. So happy to have you with us this morning.
Glad to be here and share my cup of coffee with you.
Yeah.
Yes, we have our coffee, too. So why don't we just start with having you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do, Mary.
Okay, great. I'm what's called a life purpose hand reader and coach, and I'm also a Sufi spiritual healer. And my passion is really to help people not only know their life purpose, but to live it. And you were talking about joy earlier. I was listening. And for me, when you're really on your life purpose, you're really living with joy. That's what really opens the joy. And how I got into this is I basically came into the world asking. It's like, what is my purpose? Why am I here? Where's the manual? And no one seemed to have the answer. So 22 careers later, at 48 years old, I finally figured out where it sits, and it sits in your soul. And I have been trying to find it out through my brain and through careers. But for me, the life purpose sits in a much deeper place, and it's really in the soul. So
that's very good. That sounds like something. It's almost like an aha moment, because you just, you know, it's nice to be able to sit and talk with somebody like yourself, and that person can come away with that feeling of, okay, this is it. This is what my, you know, my purpose is. Because how do you... you know, you talk about, you know, who am I and what is my life purpose, and how do you approach that?
Well, actually, I have a unique gift, and it's not really a gift. It's something can be learned, and anybody can learn it, but not everybody kind of likes to do it. But for years, I was reading palms, and I just was not happy with it because the lines on the palm change. But about 9 years ago, I found the Hand Analysis Institute in California. And what they bring is the ability to read the fingerprints. And believe it or not, our fingerprints encode our life purpose. So
wow.
I read fingerprints, and our fingerprints don't change, unlike the lines on the palm. And the fingerprints encode our life purpose, our life lessons, and what we're doing here, and what we call Earth University School for Souls. So for me, you know, what people tell me is it's really a confirmation of what in their heart of hearts they really know they're supposed to do. But most people think, oh, I'm not that big, or I'm not, you know, that's too much. Like Marianne Williamson says, most people are afraid of their light, not their darkness.
Mm-hmm.
So it really helps people
to
really.
That is true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I was supposed to find my life purpose finally after 48 years and 22 careers, and now I feel like I'm living my purpose, which for me, when you're living your purpose, it's like you don't have separate compartments in your life. It used to be I had a job, I had my spiritual life, I had my friends, but now everything's more in alignment, and it's more of a lifestyle, and it doesn't feel like work.
Right. That's great. It's fun. How did you – I'd like to know a little bit more about the studies on reading the print, fingerprint, because I've always been very interested in palm reading and tried my hand at it a little bit. And like you were saying, that the lines do change. How were they? That's interesting that you can study the thumbprint. How long was that for your studies?
Well, if anybody wants to visit that website, it's handanalysis.net. But it was founded by a man named Richard Unger, who dropped out of college, and he became passionate. It's like, why do we have these lines on our hands and fingerprints? And if we can read fingerprints for criminals, why can't we? It's got to have other information in it.
Yeah.
So he found out that actually the Navajo had a saying, and they already knew about it, that the fingerprints are fully formed in utero at 16 weeks. So 5 months before we're even born, the Navajo had a saying that the Great Spirit breathes in the breath of life at that time and joins the soul with the body that's being formed, and the tracks it leaves on the way out is the fingerprints. And I'm a Sufi, practicing Sufi or studying Sufism, and they had a saying too, that exact same time, they say that the angels carry in the spirit to join with the body, and it's written in a book of life, your life purpose, your life lesson, and some other things as well. So
wow.
For me, it's just fascinating. It's like finally there's an answer because I had been asking everybody my whole life.
Now, if you're not reading, if somebody's calling you from someplace else, can you do that an over the phone reading, or do they send you something, or how would you work that out?
Well, I have an office in Hollywood, Florida, and I also have what's called a hand kit. So if somebody purchases a hand kit at onesoulpurpose.com, then what happens is I send them ink sheets. They make handprints and mail them to me, and then I can do it over the phone. I can read their handprints over the phone, the ink prints. So to me, it's very fascinating. But it's not enough just to know your life purpose. You still have to live it and open to it.
Right.
So,
Like you say, our life's purpose sits in our soul.
Right, and a lot of people aren't touching their soul. They might be living from the ego or the personality or, really not from that deeper place. And so that's where the healing comes in. That's where the life purpose coaching comes in, to really help people to open, to live from that deeper place. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Yeah. That definitely makes sense. Yeah.
You know, for me, I mean, I know I work as a hair and makeup artist, and it is such joy for me to be doing that and making people beautiful, and, you know, they come to me and, you know, I can transform them, and it never feels like work. It is just such a joy for me to be able to do that. So it's really great for, when people can come from that place instead of being in a job that they're like not really so, excited about, and they have to come from that place.
Right, I agree. And a couple of weeks ago, there was a CNN survey. It said that 55% of people are dissatisfied with their job. So if you take that and the 14% that are unemployed, that's a lot of people that are really, to me, not living their life purpose, or, you know, having to have a lifestyle that doesn't really satisfy them. And for me, that makes me cry, and that's what I'm passionate about, is really helping people to move to that deeper place, because when you're living from that deeper place, everything does come into play.
Right.
You have abundance, you have joy, and, you know, wake up in the morning and you're living the life you know you're meant to live. And it's all meant to work.
So, Mary, why don't you give a couple of examples of how you've been able to help people find their direction? Do you have any examples?
Yes. My favorite one is a lady that's in her early 60s. And I gave her a hand reading a couple of years ago, a hand analysis session. And the hands also tell gift marks. So there's some people, 10% of the people have like special gift marks or a special calling that's a sort of a must-do. And she had a gift mark. She had several gift marks, but one of them was to say that she was a gifted healer. And she was kind of doing three jobs at minimum wage, you know, really tired and not even close to her life purpose. And I, you know, told her, it's like, you're really a gifted healer. Have you ever thought of doing healing work or somehow, you know, helping people in that way? And she said, no, that's nice. And she kind of put the reading up on a shelf. But I kept at her, you know, it's like, you're a healer. And so finally, about 2 years later, she came to a workshop where we actually, you know, spend 3-4 days actually helping people to really get it. So finally, at the end of the workshop, she said, I get it. I'm a healer. And I own it, and I'm stepping into it. And she then signed up for a medical Qigong healer's certification class. And already right now, she's making $50 an hour as a student doing her homework. She already has an office lined up and a table, and her life is radically different than it was 2 years ago.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, so it's not just knowing it, because I really don't want people to just take the reading, put it on the shelf, and go, oh, that's nice. This is deep stuff. This is who you are. And, you know, part of it is owning it, and part of it is, you know, we also have life lessons to learn. And sometimes the life lessons can open up, you know, more who we are.
How detailed are the readings from the fingerprints? Is it pretty general, or does it get...
Well, some people have more specific life lessons and life purpose than others. It can be either very specific or very general. So it just depends on, you know, who the person is. They basically were spiritual beings having a human existence. And the game is to wake up to remember who we are. And just even people accepting that part is sometimes hard for people. So it just depends on where you start. But for some people, it gets very specific that, you know, like that, for instance, that lady who is supposed to be a gifted healer. When people have a unique gift mark, that has to be done. Or some people are meant to be in the mass market, like probably you guys. You know, they have a special gift mark that they have a genius to share. They were able to communicate in a, you know, creative, beautiful way that people can hear it. And when people are given a gift, they have to use it. And then some people, their life purpose is just to follow their heart, but it doesn't come very easy to them. So that's where the life lessons come in. So,
right. We say, also you say accept your imperfections. How do you explain that?
Well, it's about, we not only have our life purpose in our fingerprints and in our soul, we also have specific life lessons. So the nice thing about how the system works is that for every step we take in the life lesson department, you know, the tough stuff, the school of trial and error, then it opens the doorways to our life purpose, basically opens our soul. So, you know, some of the life lessons are about self-love. Some people come in and have to learn the hard way about power issues, power and control. So they come into a family where there's power and control, and then they marry it or they become it. There's all kinds of lessons, but the nice thing is they're not punishments, they're gifts. And sometimes people with the toughest life lessons, it's actually as they heal and walk through it, actually flip around and become a gift that they give back.
Exactly, right. Right. We always talk about, you know, being grateful even for what you don't have, or being grateful for, you know, some thing that happens, because your greatest lesson can come from that. And you know, it's just getting in that grateful place. And so you also talk about, like you say, whether you think you can or you think you can't. You're right, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, don't believe everything you think. That's the bumper sticker, right?
Right.
Yeah. I just came from a workshop where, you know, everybody had their life purpose and they were owning it. And then what happens is you get the yeah buts. Yeah, but I'm too old. Yeah, but I'm too fat. Yeah, but I'm, you know, whatever it is. And so we worked on healing those and not to listen to those voices. Because as the Sufis say, at any one moment, you could be listening to one of three voices. So we're either listening to the divine inspiration voice, or we're listening to our little voice of the ego, and or we're listening to a voice of what we call sort of the darkness or the fire. You know, the ones that really stop us, that say, oh, you'll never this and you'll never that. So the key is to be conscious. It's like, what voice are you listening to, and what voice do you want to choose to listen to?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it keeps it easy, but it sounds easy, but it's not always so easy.
Right, right. So you also talk about, you know, feeling the fear and just do it anyway. I like the way that sounds, because, you know, fear is false evidence appearing real.
Right, right. And for some people, actually, and I see in the hand readings, that's their life lesson. So we call it fear of tomatoes. So in the old days, in the vaudeville act, if they didn't like your act, they threw tomatoes at you. And for some people, they're getting over fear of tomatoes, meaning I'm going to sing my song and do my dance. I don't care what they throw. And so it's like building, in a way, it builds a strength in you. And a lot of times people with a big life purpose have that built in, so that the more they feel the fear and do it anyway, it builds a strength inside them. So no matter what, especially pioneers or people that have an unusual message to deliver, you know, that's sometimes you have to build a strength to be able to do that.
That's so true. We also have to, you know, and celebrating, you know, whatever comes along that was our mistakes, or if things that didn't happen as we thought they should, and be able to know that we're exactly where we need to be at any given moment.
Right. Yeah, that's really becoming through the trust. And when you're living the soul in that deeper place, you really get to see the beauty of how everything works. I was telling somebody a story. This is a little bit of an aside, but to me it just illustrates just how magnificent the divine plan is and the unified field theory. We're really at one with everything we need, even though it might not seem like that in the moment. But just real quickly, my brother decides to buy a boat and go out boating with his girlfriend, and he does know nothing about boats. Pulls out a map, which is really what you call a chart. Says, oh, you just go out here and take a left, right? So he's going off Cape Cod trying to find, I think, Nantucket. He could have ended up in Europe. Anyway, he got lost. And as he was trying to not tell his girlfriend, oh, I don't know where I'm going, and pretending he knows where he's going.
I could just see that happening.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, I know where I'm going. Here we go, right? Could have ended up in Europe. And, of course, I'm sure he didn't have any gas for that. So, anyway, come to find out, they run into two fishermen whose boat had just capsized, and it's very cold, and they were 5 minutes away from hypothermia. So they rescue these two men their boat had just sunk. And the beauty of the story is, of course, they're fishermen. They know the way home. So it's a matter of who rescued who. So to me, that's the divine plan. Who might my brother go out that day and decide to go boating when he knew nothing about it? And a dot on the ocean in the middle of nowhere, miles from land, they find their way home and also rescue people that would have died within minutes. So to me, that just illustrates the beauty of the whole, things work if we can trust.
Like you say, there are no accidents.
Right.
Or like we know that to be true.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's such beauty. And when we're living, especially from the deeper place in ourselves, when we really learn to trust and to open the deeper layers of the soul. So.
Well, there's so much, it's such a great, the gift that you have, and you want everybody to be able to get it. Don't you? You see some people that put such restrictions, or not just following their dream and their passion, but kind of going against it sometimes. And it's as a healer to be able to turn them into the right direction is a great gift.
Oh, yeah, it's my passion because, like I said, I came in asking. And some people don't ask, and that's okay. But for those who are ready, I'm right there. I'm trying to help them to not only know it, but to live it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're here in Hollywood, Florida.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So maybe you could, at this point, tell our listeners your website or how they can get in touch with you.
Yes, I have a website, and it's called onesoulpurpose.com. That's onesoulpurpose.com. And if you live in Florida, I'd love to, read your hands in person or your fingerprints in person. And otherwise, I do have a hand kit, and it gets mailed out, and you do ink prints and mail them in to me, and then I can do the recorded session over the phone, and you get a CD. And since you only have one set of fingerprints, one reading can last you a lifetime.
Do you have a phone number?
Yes. My office number is 954-923-7460. And that's in Hollywood, Florida.
In Hollywood, Florida. Good. And also, your website has a free newsletter. Can you tell our listeners a bit about that?
Yes, if they want to go on to the the website and sign up for my newsletter. I have a newsletter that goes out with information on it. And also I'm going to be starting a series this month, February already, wow, where for $35 a month, we meet twice a month on the phone, and one session would be a healing session, and the other session would be more of a coaching session. So it's really to help people move to step into their life purpose. So either through the healing, clearing the blocks, the life lessons that get in the way, and then also giving you the knowledge. So we'll be starting with that as well, and there'll be some information about that coming soon. And I'm putting together a lot of free resources as well so that people, if they can't afford it, can still get the information.
Very good, very good. Do you also have any list of events on your website because you have a tour schedule?
Yes, this week my next stop is Wichita, Kansas. And I'm on a 10-city tour, so to kind of spread the word about Life Purpose and to be able to read more people's hands in person. There's not a lot of hand analysts out there in the country right now. I would love to see some more people for anybody that's interested. That's at handanalysis.net for information if you want to learn how to do it yourself. And there's also a book out by Richard Unger, the founder of the Hand Analysis Institute, and it's called Life Prints.
Life Prints?
Yeah, Life Prints. L-I-F-E Prints. Yeah. It's a book where you can get a lot of information and try to learn how to do it yourself, or at least to be able to read your own hands. It took him many years to be able to write this because it's very complicated.
So in doing that, the prints, do you totally go away from the hand palm reading, or do you incorporate that?
No, I incorporate the whole hand. That's the beauty of it. So for what the Hand Analysis Institute says, it's like your fingerprints are the potential. So again, if you don't actually open to and live in from the soul, it's not going to open. But the fingerprints are the potential of your highest life purpose. And the palm part is really like sort of the root structure that supports the life purpose. And in Sufi speak, the hand, the whole entire hand, is actually a complete holographic map of the heart chakra. And it's the only part of the body that's directly connected to the heart, and the heart's connected to the soul, and the soul is connected to God. So for me, this is also very sacred, and this is why we can heal with hands, and why, for me, the hands are very holy. And so the palm part for me is like the first two layers of the heart. It's more the outer, the ego, the personality, the talents, the motivation, how you are in relationship. How your energy.
Excuse me, is it both hands or is it one hand?
Both hands.
Both hands.
Yeah. And then the fingerprints are the deeper layer of the soul, which is why the fingerprints don't change. So, yeah, we read both. One's the inner, one's the outer, but you need all 10 fingerprints for a life purpose reading.
That's great, Mary. It really is because, you know, there are a lot of different modalities out there, but this is something that, there are not many and
very
unique.
Right. And for a lot of people that, you know, it's not a psychic reading, and it's for a lot of people that are kind of shy about stuff like this, it really helps them because when I talk to them, they recognize what I'm saying. And so it's not that threatening. So it's a nice open doorway to talk about spirituality, about the soul. Because when I read somebody, they tell, you know, they should recognize themselves because it's about them. And what a nice job I have just to tell people all about themselves, right?
Right.
So it's all, you know, so it can be very deep.
So about your Sufi training, are you involved here in Florida with different Sufi training, or do you travel for that?
I am a graduate of the Sufi University. It's a University of Spiritual Healing and Sufism, which is in California, and now I'm ahead of we have a group of about 70 Sufis here in South Florida, and we get together and pray and heal together. So we do some community service as well.
I have some people that might be interested in that, and how would they contact you to find out more about that?
They could call me on my phone. I'll say it again. My phone number is 954-923-7460.
Okay. Great.
And we bring some spiritual teachers into South Florida, Sufi masters that come in to teach a couple times a year. And we have one coming in March and one coming in May because it's really a very gentle healing where you don't have to relive the past. And it saves you years of therapy. That's my my famous quote on that one. Saved me years of therapy. The spiritual healing is just, to me, miraculous.
Yeah, well, I'm myself definitely interested in hearing more about that also, so I'll be getting in touch with you.
Awesome. Yeah. So I could just tell people how I found all of this, and it's a practice that I'd like to share with people, and you guys might know about it. Have you ever read the book The Artist's Way by Julie Cameron?
Yes.
Tell you about that work?
Yes.
Right. Well, for me, how I found all of this, because believe me, I was not living such a holy life and wasn't even close to my life purpose about 9 years ago. But out of desperation and after my 22 careers, I tried the morning pages that she recommends.
Yeah.
Where you just, yeah, for you get a notebook and for 6 to 8 weeks, you're writing in the morning just 3 pages, stream of consciousness. And you're just kind of writing, oh, somebody told me I'm a healer. I don't believe them. And, oh, I can't believe I have to write 3 pages. And last night I had a dream. And you're just kind of writing whatever comes. And because your hands are connected to your heart and soul, and because everything's already written in the soul, stuff just comes out on the page. It kind of bypasses the brain, because sometimes our brain is our really worst enemy. So what happened is I tried this practice out of desperation. And after 8 weeks, I read back, because you write for 6 to 8 weeks, and then you read back what you wrote. So when I read back to page one, I totally didn't remember what I wrote. But I wrote, I think I'm a healer. I need to find a spiritual teacher. I wonder if there's a healing school out there. I want to live in Florida. And I want a direct connection with God. I want to pick up the phone. I want God on the other end. No 10-10-220, you know, those ads back then.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was reading this, I was already living in Florida. I had met a spiritual teacher. I was already signed up for the healing school and had found the Sufi's path, which the whole point of it is a direct connection with the divine. And the beauty is I didn't have to make it happen. Just through this practice, everything unfolded effortlessly. So it's a profound practice that, you know, I urge any of your listeners to try. You know, if you really feel stuck, if you don't, you know, not sure what your next steps are, just get out a notebook and just, you know, first thing in the morning, just kind of write stream of consciousness and forget about it and then do this every day for 6 to 8 weeks. And it's a manifesting technique that's just miraculous.
Wow, that's a great tool. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, and I mean, it brought me to Florida, and I mean, it was just a series of, you know, coincidences, quote unquote. Everything just unfolded. So
beautiful.
Yeah, anytime I want to sort of reinvent myself or go to the next level, I try that practice.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That's really great.
Well, that's really great. That's really great. We have a couple of minutes left, and so is there like one last thing you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Well, yeah, I'd like to just invite them, if you feel that there's something more you should, quote-unquote, be doing, if you've lost your job, if you've always wanted to do whatever it is that's in your heart of hearts and your secret, then that's just a message from your higher self, from God, that it's time to start looking at your life purpose. And I would love to help you with that. I've hopefully offered several tools, you know, during this time. Please feel free to call me. I can point you in the right direction, or visit me at www.onesoul.com. That's my passion.
Great,
really
thank you.
Me.
Thank you so much. And for making an appointment with you, would you suggest that they email you or
email
call
would
that
be,
number?
Yeah, email would be, either one is fine.
Okay.
Whatever's easy for people.
Excellent. Thank you so much for
thank
all
you.
Your...
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, we really enjoyed it. And there's so many things that you have brought up that that everybody, I'm sure, needs to hear, would love to hear. So thank you and have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Thank
bye-bye.
You for being on our show. Have a
thank
good day.
You, Mary.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, what a world of information, and it's her combination of gifts is very unique, Sherry. So, listeners, if you did not have a pen and you want the phone number or website address, you can always send an email to the Good News Show, and we'll forward that information to you so you can contact Mary Halima Fleming. That's a tongue twister for me. You can send the email to thegoodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's GOODNEWS. SHOW at yahoo.com. I want to remind you that you can become a member of the Good News Show, and you can take the archive shows with you on the go if you have an iPod. So you can do that at our website, www.goodnewsshow.us.
That's www.godnewshow.us. We want to thank you for being on the Good News Show this morning. We have some special guests coming up, and I'm going to let you know who's coming up in the next 3 weeks. Before we do that, Sherry, do you have something you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, I would just like to say that thank you for putting us on your 5-star rating every week. We have really enjoyed it. We appreciate it. And, you know, we talk a lot about our, you know, handbook for living in 2010. So, you know, keep doing all the things that we've talked about. You know, take a 30-minute walk daily. Get your 7 hours of sleep. You know, sit in silence at least for 10 minutes a day. And, you know, make time to pray. That really should be the number one on the list. And, you know, drink plenty of water, eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dinner like a beggar. Love that. Eat more fruit and veggies, and that's about it. Live your life with the three E's, energy, enthusiasm, and empathy. And that's about it. So
thank you, Sherry. Thank you. We always appreciate your input, and it's always helpful. I know because our listeners send emails and tell us it helps them, and they love how we help them stay on a positive vibration. So we have a great list of guests coming on the show, Sherry. We have, for next week, we have DRC, which is Diagnostics Research Corporation, and they have a new breakthrough test for the medical industry, and this test is for institutions, for doctors, for therapists. And what it does, Sherry, is it measures the emotional level of an individual, and it only takes the individual 2 minutes to take the test. This test is replacing the old traditional ways of diagnosing an individual, where the individual has to spend 45 minutes to an hour with these specialists, and then they're using information to make a well-informed guess at their emotional level. But this is actually a 2-minute test, and it's helping the specialists detect where the individual is emotionally, whether they're on the brink of suicide or if they're doing okay. So they're going to talk more about this next week. It's very exciting, a very new thing in the medical field. It's going to change the world. So, listeners, we want you to be with us next week to hear more about that. The following week, we are having Gino Stampora. Gino is a great motivational speaker. It's so exciting just to hear him share. Just to sit in a room 2 or 3 hours with him speaking is like it's filling up a cup of water to the very top of the brim. He just is nurturing, enriching, and motivating in all aspects of life. His words to grow by include commitment to pledge or promise to live by, integrity, which is uprightness, honesty, sincerity, mentor, a loyal, wise advisor, a person you can accept without question, passion, intense emotional excitement, excellence, the condition of greatness, success, to accomplish something planned, fulfillment, to realize one's complete potential, and creativity, the making of the new or rearranging the old in a new way. Gino Stampora will be on us the following February, which is February 15th. After that, on February 22nd, we will have Jeffrey Wands. Jeffrey Wands, if you don't know, he is an author who has 2 books out. He's releasing another book in July. Jeffrey Wands' first book is called The Psychic in You. The second book is Another Door Opens. And the third book is Knock and the Door Will Open. I want you to look up Jeffrey Wands. It's last name is Wands. He is all over the internet, all over TV, and he is going to be here on the Good News Show because he wants to share with our listeners, which is you. We love you. We want to thank you for being part of the Good News Show, and we'll see you next week. This is Patty Black signing off. Have a great week.
And Sherry, bye-bye. Have a great week. Bye.